the truth.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, here we go. This is called A Drop in the Ocean.
Seem to know we're here. Maybe they're tracking the same vibration.
It's beautiful.
Sir?
Sir! Helm, restart the engine. All I have full speed.
Sir, there's a Soviet sub less than a mile away.
Set a course for the base of the mountain.
They'll hear us. They might hear you right now.
This is bigger than a Soviet sub.
What?
If we follow now, we can leave behind this physical plane.
It's happening again.
It's beautiful.
Get the dock.
All right, jump back. Hey!
I got his feet.
Keep your voice down.
They didn't hear us by now. They're not listening.
Get lax. We got lucky.
It happened again?
Captain.
Hold him. Let me get the sedative. But hold him still. I don't want the needle to...
Easy.
Yeah. What happened?
I don't know. We were approaching the source of the vibration when sonar picked up a Soviet sub. Captain ordered a full stop, we rigged for ultra quiet, and then he goes to the sonar room. All of a sudden, he starts yelling to restart the engine. He starts talking about some other
plan. The sedative's taking effect. You can take your hand away. You put this in his mouth. Tape. And get it around his head. Keep the gag in.
Now what?
Wrap a towel around his hands. Double it up. You remember your knots?
Do I remember my knots?
We'll do his feet in the medical berth. Get him up.
What's the problem?
That's the captain.
He didn't leave us much choice, Taylor.
What the hell is going on?
Help me get him below.
All right. Listen up. As of 0500 hours, I have assumed command of the ship. Captain Bertrand seems to have come down with the same condition which earlier today struck Petty Officer, Gill. Yeah. Petty Officer Gill. Despite this change, we are going to continue to investigate the source of the vibration, per our orders. I know that I am a relative stranger to most of you, having replaced Commander Worthing on such short notice, but I ask that you put the same trust in me that
we
you
gotta
put
surface.
In...
Let him finish.
No, fine. You want to be in charge? Give the command to surface.
It's only two men, Dana.
Including the captain, and it's spreading.
Do we know how it spreads, Doc?
No, but...
All right, so yes, we're stuck here with it. We could get infected at any time. More likely, we might already be. Right now, it's contained, though. If we surface, who knows?
Then let's radio our situation.
We risk giving away our position.
If we stay low and move slow...
The Navy entrusted me with command.
The Navy didn't entrust you with shit.
There was a chain of succession. The Navy put me on it. If we abort, we might be risking a lot more than two men.
We're not all lifers, Boyd. Some of us have something to get back to.
And as a commanding officer, it is my duty to make sure you get back to it after we have completed our mission. Understood? Get back to your posts. and tell the rest of the crew. Until we know something, anything, we continue as normal. Thank you, everyone.
Boy, yeah.
What? Oh, dismissed.
Norton too, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Put him over there, I'll get a pillow.
Thanks, Phyllis. Dismissed.
Aye. Aye, aye, sir.
Smells awful in here.
Yeah, the way they're being held poses problems with certain bodily functions.
How's the captain?
Same.
His eyes look so, I don't know, present. Norton said it was beautiful. Same thing the captain said.
Huh.
What?
Gil, a sonar tech, the first fella to catch it, he said that too.
Were you waiting for my birthday?
Oh, how was I supposed to know that it was important?
Did he say anything else?
No, he bit off his tongue.
Pulling my leg.
No, that's why we started to gag and restrain them. When I was examining him, I turned my back for a second, and he bolted, made a beeline for the hatch.
What was he doing?
I don't know what he meant to do, but what he did was smash his face, his teeth, gums, jaw, his tongue against the hatch. Like, it looked like he was trying to bite his way through, like he was trying to get out. Yeah. Maybe he was on to something.
Sonar. Con. Anything?
Con. Sonar. Soviets have stopped. They're hovering about 6,000 yards ahead, off the northeast face of the mountain.
Where are they in relation to the vibration?
They're right there, sir.
Nav, what do we know about that mountain?
Sir, if we were to surface, we could radio...
Mr. Castro, what is on your chart?
The chart indicates a large cave or crevice on the northeast side of the mountain. Other than that...
That's the side where the vibration is coming from.
Think there's something in there?
Like a sea monster?
First of all, shut the hell up. Maybe they're doing a weapon test or something.
With one sub.
Who knows what's in there? We need to get out of here and report this ASAP. What do you mean, no, boy?
We need to wait and see what the Soviets do to see if they're connected.
They went straight for it.
Or they followed the vibration, like we did.
Our damn mission has been accomplished. We know the Soviets are doing something, that they're causing the vibration. Why are you keeping us down here, cooped up with this damn disease? Because you want us to get it.
What?
You brought it on board. To soften us up for your red buddies.
It's Taylor, you
to all of
nuts.
A sudden fill in for Commander Worthing? Does anybody actually know who this guy is?
You gotta settle down.
You're a commie plant.
That's it. Get him out of here.
I'm
Taylor,
not going anywhere.
You're relieved.
I'm not
now,
going anywhere.
Go.
Goddamn traitor.
You too.
Yes,
hold
sir,
him.
Sir.
Where's
sir.
The bag? Put this in his mouth.
You won't open.
Pinch his nose.
Nope. Give him a shot.
You can't just.
Now!
Take him out of here.
It's not right, sir. This
you want to be next? We have a mission. You, bring him to my quarters. Let him sleep it off. I'll talk to him later.
Aye, sir. Con, sonar. They're pinging. They heard us.
Engine, con, ahead flank, cavitate.
Aye, sir. They're coming around.
Nav, evasive maneuvers.
Aye, sir.
The vibration's getting louder.
Webs, countermeasures, full strength.
Taylor was Webs.
Damn it.
Sir, they've stopped.
What?
I don't know. They're not chasing us. What?
What is it?
There's a weird sound coming from the sub. It's regular, rhythmic. It sounds like the whole crew is singing.
Singing? Like a song?
Yeah. Yeah, they're turning around.
What?
Back toward the mountain, toward its base. They're moving erratically. It's hit, it's scraping, but it's...
Sonar, Con, there's a cave on that side. Could they be going in?
It's possible, sir. Yes, I think so. I still hear them faintly, and something...
What? What is it?
My God.
Woodward.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
I'm undoing your restraints. Don't make me regret it.
Conscious bothering you?
Woodward got it after you left.
I didn't leave.
I'm not happy about what happened, but you disobeyed a direct order.
So what?
So stop doing that.
You swung at me.
You called me a spy. You were undermining morale. I know you're scared. Hell, I am too. But we need discipline. Now, more than anything. Something is happening. These things, the vibrations, the sub, they're not random. And we're not leaving until I understand what is going on.
And the disease.
That's a problem we can handle. It's not the real threat.
Looks pretty real to me. To the captain, too, I'll bet.
I'll take that under advisement. Do I need to secure you again? Or would you like to come back to the con?
I'd like to return to the con, sir.
Why haven't we heard anything?
Maybe an equipment malfunction and they sunk. What does sonar say, sir?
Nothing. But they went in deliberately. They knew what was in there.
Or they thought they knew.
They're still in there. Doing whatever they're doing.
Let's take a closer look. Right to the edge. Take us all the way in. We'll see if we can hear something.
If we don't, do we go in?
Just get us there for now.
Aye, sir.
Sir, you got a minute?
About? What is it?
It's better if I show you.
Mr. Castro, you have the con.
Aye, sir. I have the con.
He's gonna make us go in that cave.
Nah.
He is. He's crazy. You saw what he did to me.
You called him a commie spy.
The past day, five guys caught this disease. Boy doesn't seem to care. Red or no, he's keeping us down here with that disease. For what? You want to see your kids again, Castro?
You talk to anyone else about this?
A couple of people.
All at once, they snap to attention, their heads turn like when dogs hear something.
Huh.
And then they start crawling to that wall and they won't stop. It's like they're drawn to something and they don't even realize that they're not getting through.
You got any ideas about how the disease is spreading?
No, but whatever it is, it's regular. One guy every shift.
So it's not a germ or air or meals or water?
It has something to do with the work, maybe?
Woodward's a sonar tech. Mm-hmm. You said Gill was too, right?
So was Norton, but the captain.
The captain was listening. He was in the sonar room to listen. To listen. You read Greek mythology as a kid?
Yeah, a little, I guess.
Remember the sirens? The lady monsters that would draw sailors to their deaths?
When's the last time you slept?
I'm not saying it's monsters. Just
okay,
listen. But maybe the Soviets have a weapon we don't know about that attacks through the ears. Could be a phenomenon we don't know about yet. Some sound in the sea that does something to the brain. That in the story becomes the sirens. Oh my God. They're singing.
Calm down, sir.
No. Woodward said the same thing happened to the Soviet sub right before they hit. Ow! Ah! What are you doing?
It's just a little something to help you rest.
I don't want
to
rest.
You've been under a lot of pressure and it's starting to affect your judgment.
No.
So just let go. Just let go.
Is he out?
How long were you listening?
Right, wasn't I?
He's lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to go?
I got the department heads and most of the officers on our side. We'll surface and get the message out before he wakes up.
Okay. Help me get him to his quarters.
No. Just leave him there.
Hey, Taylor. There's something you should hear in the sonar room.
Hello? Anybody?
Oh, no. No.
No, no! Get out of the way! Get out of my way! Turn this thing around! Get out of my way!
Boy!
Taylor! Taylor, you were right! We have to surface right now. Something is leading us.
Relax, it's okay.
What the hell is going on?
Take it easy.
Taylor, we have to surface right now. Do you understand? We're gonna die.
No. Death is a lie.
What are you talking about?
You'll be freed.
Get your hands off me!
One with all, instead of a pebble on the beach. You'll be a drop in the ocean.
Where are you taking me?
Come in here.
No!
Yes!
No! Not the sonar room! No!
I want you to hear something!
Get those away from me!
Listen!
No, I won't! I won't listen! So no, 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 no! No, no, no! No! No!
It's beautiful.
Drop in the Ocean. It was written by Lewis Kornfeld and Chris Kopiniak and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Gregory Jones, Chris McKinney, Russell G. Jones, Billy Griffin Jr., Rinaldo Piniella, and Michael Cullen, with additional voices provided by the improv team Eagle Fox. The song at the end was performed by Margot Seibert with Michael Kanan on piano. Special thanks to the Magnet Theater, who offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. Find out more at magnettheater.com. Radiotopia from PRX is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation and by MailChimp, who celebrate creativity, chaos, and teamwork. You can learn more about our show at our website, thetruthpodcast.com. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. Our intern is Shelby Alatmani. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
In the still of the night, once again I hold you tight. Though you're gone, your love lives on when moonlight beams. And as long
Radiotopia.